Let's talk with Mark in College Place, Washington. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Yes?
What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering. It talks about in 1 Peter 3:16, it says, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. And I know it's not talking about him going to heaven or hell and preaching.
Right.
But I was just wondering, what is it actually talking about? Because I haven't really heard a lot about it.
Well, when you read the whole context of that verse, and for our listeners, we're talking here about 1 Peter chapter, where are we here? Chapter 3 and verse 19 will start. Well, I want to go to verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Let me read this, Mark, for our listeners. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Now, the subject of this reference is the Spirit, okay?
Okay.
By whom, in other words, through the Spirit, he went and preached to the spirits in prison,
right,
whom formerly were disobedient. Once in the days of long-suffering, they waited in the time of Noah, while
okay,
the ark was being prepared. Now, some have thought this means that when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't really die. He altered his state into the Spirit. He went down into hell. He preached to the people who lived before the flood that they might have a second chance.
Right.
This is a bizarre teaching that came out of the Jesuit theology years ago. Now, let me tell you what it does mean.
Okay.
He said, he, through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, preached to spirits who were in prison. You and I are spirits.
Right.
And if we're not saved, we are imprisoned by the devil, just like Peter was imprisoned and the angel came to set him free.
Okay.
So, and you can also see here in Isaiah 61, part of the ministry of Christ, it says he came to set the captives free and opening a prison to them that are bound, Isaiah 61, verse 1.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
And so it's simply saying that part of the work of Christ was to try and save people even during the time of Noah through the same Spirit. He tried to save those people whose spirits were imprisoned by the devil.
Right.
It's not talking about how their ghosts were in hell chained up or anything.
Yeah, that was actually where I got that, and I knew there's a resurrection in the Bible, and you know that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, not only that doctrine is devastating in that it also teaches there's a second chance. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. You can't die and then while you're in hell hope you can get Jesus to come preach to you.
Right. Right.
And so that's a very dangerous doctrine, and I'm glad that we've got that clear.
Yeah, I just want to know how to explain that when I come across it again.
It's a good question. Yeah. A lot of people want to know about that, and I'm glad you asked it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot,
okay,
Mark.
God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.